To answer the question Garrett asked before we went live,
yes,
he did talk a lot, but was the type of person where if you would tell him, shut the fuck up, complete meltdown,
oh yeah,
would not say another word for an entire week before you build up the courage to start yapping again.
Talking about me?
No, we're talking about someone who's yapping.
We're talking about somebody who reminds us of you.
Okay, theme song.
Say, starting right off the bat,
yeah,
I'm feeling weird.
Yeah,
tonight,
wacky,
weird,
huh?
Weird in what way?
I can't say what way. I think the word weird says it all. But
yeah.
All I'm gonna say is
it says it all, and it says
creeps,
nothing.
That creeps me out.
We're gonna get loosey goosey tonight.
Did you just pour water in your empty coffee cup?
Yeah, and now it's like dirty piss water.
Well, Eric,
there's ice.
Eric,
in there.
Here's the thing.
I'm more ice.
Let me back up, Garrett, my man, Garrett. Coffee is just water and coffee beans, anyways. You add more water,
truth,
you're not really getting any less coffee.
Yeah,
think about that.
But you are getting less water.
Which
yeah,
is
like,
what
the coffee takes the water
but
away.
You're like 98% water your body is, so...
You're 98% water.
Mm-hmm. I'm not.
98 degrees of water.
I just feel like you lose out on both drinks.
I 100% agree.
No.
You've ruined two drinks.
I've chilled my
now,
water
as a,
and given
as,
it a
as an ice. Welcome to Ice Coffee Talk. This is the Mega 64 podcast, the number one ice coffee podcast on the internet. As an iced coffee drinker, when the ice melts, the drink is just as good.
Oh, it's a nice...
It's just a regular drink. It's just a regular coffee.
Does it look like that, though?
Well, this isn't the most appetizing appearance.
It looks like river water.
Hey. Well...
Hey, I'm right there with you.
Derek's got the idea.
This is called being economical.
You've
this
got
is,
a warm...
This is called saving a buck. Or
you got a warm
stretching a dollar
water.
Out.
But I don't get how you're stretching it.
Because you're
my drink lasts
ice.
Longer. I don't
it's
have to
cool.
spend more money to upgrade my refreshment.
By adding
Sean,
drink,
think of all the money you're wasting on ice
Look
every
at this cup
year.
Of coffee.
I mean, it's a little watered down, but...
Okay, Rocco makes almost a valid argument. I have to add another
almost.
Drink. But here's the thing. Water's free.
It is. True.
So. Yeah, those bottles of water I bought were free.
Free
to me.
Free
to me and Garrett.
Free to you.
That water bill I get every
Let's
month
get the
is
nuts
just
right
paper.
In the middle.
All
right. It's all paperwork.
Get on that.
Paper. No, I don't want to do
check
that.
Our tax credit. We're fine.
The I think is there.
Don't
some...
check my tax stuff.
call the law.
No,
shit.
Don't.
That's my favorite ending to any Ali G segment is when he talks to the taxes and then he goes, well, you know, in case anyone investigates, and Sam Donaldson goes, oh, what, are you admitting you have some problems? Call the law. Just a joke. And then he goes, no, but really, but don't. And then he just sits for a minute. Shit. And then it cuts on that. And I thought that was so funny. Anyway.
Sam Donaldson.
This enough of that bullshit.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's get to the point.
Yeah.
This is podcast 311,
baby.
And I have, well, obviously the theme song today was my favorite 311 song.
The most popular one.
Creatures of
the Vault.
I never said that was my favorite. And if we're, hey, and I'm going to let it be known if we're getting off on that note tonight.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this podcast is going to be weird.
It's a weird one.
Oh. All right, no more talk about
if you,
that.
If you guys are going to be creatures for a while, I'm going to be...
Just for a while,
I'm gonna be,
that was it.
Yeah,
that's
obviously.
Number one on the charts.
Number
you
one
can
on
check
the charts.
Man, I had trouble
check
remembering
the
that
fucking charts. Anyway, I want to get off to the right start. You got some good music there. Just nothing but Posse vibes tonight.
Oh yeah,
nothing but Posse vibes tonight. If anybody complains on tonight's podcast, they have to donate a sizable donation to their favorite charity. My favorite charity is Medicine Sans Frontier, Medicine Without Borders. And, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Is it Doctor?
I don't have a favorite charity. That's
like,
all I
want
to say.
One?
He likes them all.
I don't think I have one either.
Yeah. Good.
When
Good.
Do I feel like you're an adult when you become charitable.
No. I feel like you are...
My parents have yet to become adults.
Oh. Yeah. We're living that struggle.
Yeah, I like to think that I make the community a better place everywhere I go, just spreading my philosophy and my positivity.
Yeah.
So I'm like a walking charity.
That's true.
Donate to me.
Brightening faces.
The Walking Charity. Check it out, AMC.
Yeah. The Walking Charity. We benefit People
who walk.
Who do walk.
Yeah.
But they keep changing fucking things from the comic. In season 3, they were supposed to get a new charity and kill the old one, and didn't happen. Fuck the TV show. Mm-hmm. Anyway, welcome. Our sponsors this week, I want to say shout out to SumoLounge.com, the greatest chairs. You could say they're charitable.
The most charitable chairs of all time.
Stupid.
Do your butt a favor and sit in a sumo.
Yeah, donate to your ass.
Donate to your butt.
Sorry. Lump in my throat.
You getting choked up?
Just to reiterate, though, buying a sumo is like making a donation to your ass's charity.
You're basically saying, I support you, and you've been through some hard times.
If you don't own a sumo, allow me to explain this clearly. Yeah. If you don't own a sumo, you are like a disabled person with a malfunctioning ass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a charity out there for people like you. It's called Sumo. Make a donation.
Donation.
To your ass's charity.
Your ass will thank you later.
Your ass will thank you later. Your ass made a wish. That was a sit in a sumo.
Grant your ass's wish. By the way, tonight, let's get a trending hashtag ass wishes. Get that going on Twitter.
Hashtag ass wishes.
Ass wishes.
Hashtag my ass made a wish. Either one.
Either way. But another sponsor, first of all, you could also go to shop.mega64.com and get any of our merchandise. I should note, we are soon going to be out of, in case anyone ever got it, Club 64. The Club 64 shirt is coming down very soon.
Sold so well.
If you never ordered that, get on that now. But there's all kinds of merchandise, so support the show.
Also,
get something there.
You can get your game day tickets, which people have been doing.
Yes.
What?
I was just filling out the spreadsheet of all the people coming. A lot of friendly faces that I know. I'm very excited to see these people again. Some new faces I'm also excited to see, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, our game day's event in Anaheim is November 1st and 2nd, and the day one event is, screening, panel kind of thing. We're all going to be there. And, we put tickets on sale last week. We sold, within 24 hours, if it was the same size as last year, mm-hmm. would have been sold out.
Done.
We have added a lot more seats this time.
Bigger and better.
Yeah, so there are still tickets. So get on that. I will say, though, you should get your ticket as soon as possible. We have announcements. We just have more and more announcements coming down the pipeline. And I can guarantee you, as we say them later,
the tickets are going to go faster.
They will cause the tickets to start dropping. So I would get them now before we say another word.
You know what? A lot of UK people coming.
Really?
A lot of
names you recognized on that list?
But I was surprised by the amount of people from the UK coming.
Are you going to treat the the fresh faces as well as you treat
everyone the same.
The second comers?
Yeah, we're all...
We send all the fresh faces to Sean to get special treatment.
Really?
Yeah.
So if you guys didn't go to game days in the previous years, make sure Sean's your first...
Sean's been sharpening his nice to meet you for the past 10 years, and he is ready.
Mm-hmm. He will orientate you in the ways of game days and the ways of our day one extravaganza.
You know,
if you're a game days noob, he's going to be your
go-to resource.
Yeah, it's like when you go skiing for the first time, Sean teaches you the bunny slope.
The bunny slope. Black diamond right here.
That's right.
What am I?
Blue square.
Yeah. I don't
know what blue square. I don't want to be assigned a color.
I mean, it's challenging, but you can do it. You can do it.
If we were talking like illicit substances, he would be alcohol and tobacco, mm-hmm. and I'm like crystal cocaine, meth, amphetamine.
Okay, so what am I?
Like hash.
Yeah, like
a hash oil.
Yeah, like a stinky Buddha.
Stinky Buddha.
Thanks. Well, our other sponsor is Loot Crate. LootCrate.com. Go to LootCrate.com/Mega64 to subscribe, and you get a box of prizes every month. I have the latest box right here. And I'm proud to announce, got it open here, I'm proud to announce our tie-in with Loot Crate this month. Because it is Podcast 311, we have a 311 themed... What the fuck?
What is it?
Hell yeah, dude.
I didn't mean to curse.
Is it full of creatures for a while?
What's that? Oh, Loot Crate, okay, we got a lot of Transformers stuff. But Loot Crate, we had an arrangement. This was supposed to be 311.
Who crossed wires here?
This is a figure of Optimus Prime. It was supposed to be Peanut, the bassist.
What's that shirt, Derek?
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know who here is going to want this shirt more.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, who's it gonna fit? I have some guesses.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's going to be a tie between Rocco and Sean.
Uh-oh.
See what you guys.
I'm so excited to see my new shirt.
Okay. Before I show you the image,
okay.
There's one piece of text on here.
Okay.
And I want to read the text first before I show you the image.
Sure, sure.
And then you guys will tell me who wants the shirt more.
Okay. Who wants it?
The text reads, "Time Traveler."
So far, I want it.
Marty McPrime. Check this out.
Oh, it's DeLorean.
It's Optimus Prime with a foot on top of the DeLorean.
That's all you.
That's like a Captain Morgan kind of stance.
That's true.
I'm going to take that shirt.
Sean, you like Captain Morgan. No,
I'll wear it right now.
All right.
Wear it right now. In honor of 311 Day.
Right now. I knew it.
311 Day.
We also got, MLG wristband. Oh, I'm already wearing some, so I'm just going to add to the collection. Look at this. I'm just adding to the collection.
Check out my arm.
Oh, dude, that's it. You can be like John Cena.
I am.
Why do you wear so many sweatbands? I just realized that.
Because he sweats a lot.
That's kind of like your look.
I dig it.
Do you ever put it up on the forearm? Like
a tennis player.
Hey, real talk, do you ever wash the sweatbands?
You should. Think about it.
You should.
It's a good look.
One time, I wore one for like a month and didn't wash it, and I put it in the sink one day, and it was like dirt.
You had to rig out like all this, everything that like came down your hand into your wrist.
Or other way around.
Someone we were in theater with that we all know wore them once, and they picked up something in front of me, and I smelled them as he went by, and I went, well, I will never let that happen.
So
there you go. We got that figure and another Transformers device here. Figure here.
And
then, what's that?
They're warheads.
Warhead sour candy.
I want lemon.
Hello.
Yeah.
Taking a trip back to 1997.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
If I recall, these are the top of my mouth, the roof.
I was talking to Eric about this the other day. Like, who...
Love warheads.
Who are these companies that sell the, like, convenience store, like, counter candy? Like, the shitty... Like sour juice,
it's been a while.
Baby bottle pop, and like who buys? No one buys that, do they?
I don't know. They still
sour like a gel and a tube.
Apple candy.
Oh Jesus Christ!
But they're so good when that sour part is over. You know?
It's like a walk through candy paradise.
When I was a kid, I got a huge bag of these. Mm-hmm. Why? I said I'm gonna eat them. I loved them. Why?
Yeah, I did. Hey, I did that one time,
oh,
because that week my tongue, it was like no food was good after that.
So yeah,
I love warheads.
I do like them. I just can't have 1,000 of them.
I love them. Sour candy, so good.
So hey, shout out to Loot Crate for knowing exactly the right amount to include.
Yes, right.
Anyway, thank you, Loot Crate. Anyway, without further ado, again, it is 311 special, and we are celebrating a legacy. We're going to be going to the 311 cruise in March.
Yeah,
on 311 Day. What'd you do for 311 Day, Eric?
I didn't do anything.
You know what 311? Yeah.
Fuck
you. You know what 311 is?
What?
Eric the Midget's birthday.
Really?
Is it really?
It is. I know that. Or actor, I apologize.
Okay. Yeah, get it right.
Yeah.
Shouts out.
Eric. Shouts out, Eric the actor. Also, whatever, my dad's birthday too, but Eric the actor's birthday.
Hell yeah.
Your dad's birthday's on 311, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Is he a big... I know he likes going to a lot of concerts, a lot of 90s bands. Is he a 311 fan?
Huge fan. Really? He loves Creature in the Box.
The Night.
Yep, Creature in the Box. Do you sure he doesn't like Check Your Head? Anyway.
I heard that song. Is that also a number one hit?
Yeah. We're really going to ignite that fire
Sean,
again, are we?
You're dangerous.
I'm reading Loot Crate.
Yep. Sean Ironclad Memory Chatfield is going to tell me what song was fucking number one. All right.
You spilled over me.
They got a maze on this page.
Nice to meet you.
They got a maze on this page.
Nice to meet you.
I popped a wet one right on my thigh.
Sorry.
It's all right. All wars settled. You got to have posse vibes on 311 week. No conflict.
I want you guys to shake it over.
Oh, hey. By the way.
Shake on it. Let's get a lot.
Why are warheads in the box this month?
Why?
If you don't have a loot crate, it comes with a little instruction manual explaining. You know, sometimes you're thinking, how does this fit in?
What happened here? Yeah.
Why is there sour candy in the Transformers box?
Uh-huh.
Want to try a candy that transforms from sour to sweet?
Hey, nailed it.
LootCrate.com. I mean, what more do you need?
Brilliant.
There's more of an explanation, but really, you get it.
Yeah. You do get it.
It's like Energon cubes, guys. It's fucking Shia LaBeouf explained it all in the first movie. I know you saw it.
Hey, the fourth one has the worst reviews I've ever seen of a movie.
I saw some people defending it.
Yeah, me too.
I'm gonna have
me
to
too, and it was exactly who I thought would be.
I'm no, gonna yeah. have to take my mom to go see it.
You are really?
Have fun with that.
My mom wants me to take her to go
date
see
night.
It. I don't have sexy date night with my mom. It's not just what I regular
heard.
Date night.
Yeah, that's not what I heard.
What do you hear?
I heard you were a motherfucker.
Anyway,
all right. So,
all right. Got that square away. Okay. On to Pawsy Vibes.
Okay,
hey,
sorry, Pawsy Vibes.
On to Pawsy Vibes. Hey, I wanted to kick things off. I want to kick things off and do it the right way. A lot of people are asking, you know, do you have any segments kind of coming back? You know, we got different segments on the show. Will I Am Idiot? He is. You got Shakespeare Theater. But I'd like to introduce a new segment tonight. A little segment I'd like to call Is It Racist? Oh, I thought that was longer. Hello. Hey, real quick, shout out. The vinyl figure was kind of cool.
I think
that's Grimlock.
So I'm going to zoom in on this. It comes with a gun and a sword and smile not included.
I think that's Grimlock. I could be wrong.
Anyway. People are so mad at you right now at home.
Today's question is, you play one more time. Just one more time.
Jesus Christ.
People that know this Grimlock?
Okay. Okay, welcome back. So the question of the week, we're going to show you something that, you know, might have a question or a debate to it. Is it racist or not? I wanted to pose the question. And so the subject this week, I've been meaning to bring this on for a long time. I own this shirt. Found this at a thrift store. Actually, my dad found it at a thrift store. And he just got... He bought as many random crappy shirts as he could because he knew I needed them for stuff.
Yeah.
So he got me this shirt.
You know, for wearing.
For videos.
He knows Rocco needs them.
Yeah, sure, yeah, Mondays. Sure. Yeah. Anyway, he got me this shirt. I don't know if you could see that. It says... It says Department of Homeland Security. And it's got these men in cowboy hats with guns and such.
They do have guns.
So, you show it to some people... And I've got a 50-50 reaction. Some people who see the shirt go, oh, it's like a joke about cowboys. These guys.
Sure.
The old West.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
that's
it's kind of like thought. The old, you know, Department of Homeland Security. It's kinda, the old West. It was, okay.
The original Department of Homeland Security.
And then I show it to other people and they go, wow, that is fucking racist.
But how?
As if they're like border dudes.
Oh,
like,
keeping like Mexican citizens out of our borders. Like in Arizona and borders like that.
When I first saw it, that was my gut reaction. I told my dad that, and he was like, what? No, it's not. Is it? What? And he couldn't believe it. Sure. I've had a split reaction. So, thoughts?
I don't know.
It's hard to
don't
crack,
think,
isn't it?
I don't think it's racist.
Can I give you my thought?
Yeah.
First of all, let me show you my credentials.
Surprise custom.
Yeah.
Not racist.
Okay.
I don't find this shirt racist. I find it funny and a little bit weird and confusing.
It is weird and confusing.
But here's what I think. Department of Homeland Security and then it's a bunch of cowboys. I see guys holding guns. Today's Department of Homeland Security is a bunch of guys holding guns. Okay. This is the original.
If it was
that's how I see it.
If it was a
you see a cowboy.
And also, here's the thing. When I see cowboys, I think of the Old West. I think of like an unconquered wild territory.
Sure.
There were bandits, there were, you know, Indian raids. It's a very dangerous place. So Homeland Security in the context of the wild, wild west is like I have a gun. This is my Homeland Security.
If anything, it's offensive to Native American people.
But it was their home. Now I'm just confused.
No, I don't think so. I still don't think so. I think in the context of you're in the middle of nowhere, who's there to protect you? There's no police.
No.
There's no posse. If you need your house and like your land where you live on protected, it's you and your buddies and your guns.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. I think that Rocco wearing it is not racist. I think that if you go to the swap meet and you see a yoked out dude who has his head shaved and he's wearing that shirt, that's a racist shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, here's the thing.
I can see that.
No. The shirt isn't racist. That guy is maybe racist.
But what Eric is saying, it's the presentation.
I suppose that is 100% what it is. Because if you see Rocco wearing that shirt, he's not... You look at Rocco and you just go, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
But if you see a giant dude and he's wearing that shirt, I think immediately you go, there's some connotation here.
Yeah, he means something.
I think someone who looks into it too far might construe it as racist, but... I think it's just funny because it's like a misprinted, like it doesn't make sense.
Well, hey,
it's the wrong term.
Video James in the chat said it looks like a shirt for some random movie no one's heard of. And that made me laugh.
Yeah.
But Sturlson in the chat said what I agree with. I don't think it's out there enough to be, that shirt's racist, but it's got enough of an undertone that it's just ass.
It's weird.
If it was like that just makes it a work of art today, that's very racist. Mm-hmm. But that,
why is that racist?
Because
Department of Homeland Security and its Border Patrol agents.
Yeah, because they defend the border. Obviously.
Wait, what?
Exactly. Who'd wear that shirt?
Well, we got that discussion
so it's officially
in the clear.
Not racist.
Well, email your thoughts. podcast@mega64.com. Is the shirt racist? Just in the interest of keeping it fair for the rest of it, I'll just...
What?
Turn it around.
Just going to turn it around.
Just take it off.
That's in high school.
Just take it off.
In high school, if you'd have a naughty image on your shirt, they'd make you turn it around or turn it
inside out.
Because
I just don't...
Turn your shirt inside out.
Hey, if you encounter a racist person, you can't just turn them around. You need to remove them from the situation.
Yeah.
Right?
To be fair,
right?
You know...
Who's with me? Show of hands, who's with me?
If we go to...
All right.
You know, Walmart after the podcast, it's not like anyone's going to raise an eyebrow at your shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're fit right in.
Actually, it looks better now.
It really does.
Better now.
It does.
Why don't you wear just plain black shirts?
Nope, you got like some storage space there.
Some long ass sleeves.
Yeah, look cool now. MLG, baby.
Well, now it's hitting
that baggy look.
Oh, yeah. Any more warheads? I do believe this is Optimus Prime, by the way.
No, it's Grimlock.
It came with a piece of paper that says Optimus Prime.
What?
Why would it say that?
Why would Optimus look that way? No? Oh, hey, that's a misprint. Because look, function, Dinobot Commander.
Yeah, Optimus commands Prime. Dinobot.
The front of it has a picture of him with different... Maybe it's a Loot Crate exclusive paint job.
Yeah. I like that Rocco is so, like... everything ground to a halt to figure
that
this out.
That doesn't make sense.
Well, we're fig boys, Eric.
We're fig boys, Eric.
Fig boys.
Hate me or take me.
We like figs.
How dare you. Hey, don't hate me because you hate me.
Collectibles. I like figures. Sorry.
Did anyone want hazelnut slab?
No.
Was it good?
It was good. I'll save you a piece.
I was going to say, speaking of collectibles, that launches into what I want to talk about next.
Perfect.
I want to say, Garrett, I want to say thank you.
Sure. You're welcome.
I never... you know, this Christmas, Garrett got me a present. He got me a turntable.
Oh, yeah.
For records. Now, I have to be honest. When I got that... That was, like, cool. It was like, wow, good gift. But I honestly thought to myself, you know, I'm not really, like, a record collector. Like, I have some collector's item records that I've never heard. So that was cool.
And that was, because based on the thing alone, it's like, you're hard to shop for, number one.
Very true.
You're very hard to shop for. Now, records are kind of my thing lately.
Sure.
So I didn't want it to seem like I'm just getting Rocco something that I'm interested
in
that he
isn't.
But I know that you have, like, more than just a couple records that you've been buying over the years that you've never listened to.
Yeah, I have collector's item, like, records
that
I've just never heard.
I know you just got your new place, so you have room to spread out. I was like, well, at least, like, he's got room to set this up and hopefully listen to some of those records.
Right.
So, but I felt bad because I just thought, once I got it, I was stoked, but I was kind of like, I wonder how much use I'll get out of this. I felt a little bit bad, you know, because I didn't really know about it. But now, that thing has paid off dividends because Jack White put out his new album, Lazaretto, on vinyl, and put so many different... Oh, my God.
You got the thing with the angel hologram and
yes.
all that?
Yeah.
You got that?
Yeah, everyone.
I watched that YouTube video on it.
Yeah.
Every record. that he still has that.
That's cool. All that. Well, it's got like a bunch of hidden shit in it.
So yeah. On side two, when the first song on side two has a different intro at random.
Yeah.
Like when
I've
you
heard.
Drop the needle. I mean, it's insane.
Either, it depends on which one you get.
Acoustic or, yeah.
And then there's hidden tracks underneath the sticker, right?
Yeah. On both sides.
Which I can't get to because it's...
You have to destroy the label?
No, I can do that. I mean, I don't mind doing that, but it's my needle doesn't go over that far.
Thanks to records, I mean. But anyway, so yeah, I wanted to check those out. So when we went to his live show, I bought... It was like, well, it comes with the MP3 code. I'll just get that instead of getting it any other way.
$20.
Yeah, it was $20. So I got that, and I had so much fun. Not only... I cleared out a whole area for it. I hooked up the record player and messed with that thing. And before I knew it, it had been hours. It was just
sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. So now, but I was telling them, I fell down the fucking rabbit hole.
Mm-hmm.
Because now there are so many things I wouldn't have noticed that I'm seeing now. Like, they reissued, or are this week, the original Tron soundtrack from the 80s blue translucent vinyl. And they've never released, like, all the tracks and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, shit, now I really want that.
Record collecting is getting so popular again and has been, like, steadily for the last, like, maybe, like, 2-3 years. There's been this revival that's just exploding now.
Yeah.
And it's great because, these reprints are coming out. The bummer is, like, shit's expensive.
Yeah.
But
when they re-release it on a special vinyl, it's, like, really expensive.
Yeah, the 180-gram thick, heavy-ass.
Dude, I just found out the Harold and Maude soundtrack...
Oh, yeah.
It came out on vinyl in 2007. I bought it on a whim. It was like $30. I didn't realize they only made 2,000 of those, whatever. They go for like $700 on eBay.
Holy
I had
shit.
No idea that I had that. So, look at me.
Are you going to sell it?
I have some.
Probably, yeah.
I have some rare records, too, but I don't know how to sell them or where you go to sell them.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. I buy stuff off eBay.
Yeah, eBay's
always eBay would be the way to go.
Yeah.
But as soon as I fell into this, like... You know, I wanted to get, like, a few... And I don't need to necessarily get everything on it, but I like the collector's items.
Yeah.
And it's cool checking out, like, the Record Store Day version of Elephant and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I had just missed the boat, because as soon as I told Kevin all this, he was like, yeah, what they just sold out of, they... Mondo, who makes those prints and stuff...
Yeah.
...made... put the entire Jurassic Park soundtrack on vinyl, and it was... It was translucent. It was amber.
Oh, that's
speaking
cool.
of 311 week.
Yeah.
It was amber with the mosquito within it. Like,
oh,
I mean,
wow.
Like, and they didn't make very many of them. It's like I would have probably
maybe you could
try to get that.
Look on eBay for stuff.
Yeah,
like,
we'll see.
Hey, Record Store Day is such a clusterfuck.
Yeah,
ad.
No.
So
no.
What I do now is just go on eBay that next day and start putting bids. You're gonna pay $10 more than what you would have,
who cares?
But you got it.
When I used to go. Before it wasn't such. I mean, now
it's so fucking
like,
popular.
You go walk in, people like playing music in the store, but it'd be like so laid back, and I'm like having a good time. It is.
There was that one year. There was one year that everyone was out of town and gave me something.
Yeah.
Like there was something you were looking for, and you were looking for, and somebody else, maybe my dad, and then somebody else. We're all out of town, and it was just like, oh, but you're going to Record Store Day. Like, look for this and this and this. And yeah, I think I went to M Theory Records, and it was seriously like. Dudes at least as fat as me, all like piling onto each other to get like the one Gorillaz record
Comic-Con.
They got. It was like, I stood outside the door and just went,
apparently, I'm done. Like in LA, because we have friends that go up there,
yeah,
and there's bigger record stores that have their shit organized.
Sure, I'm sure they got it.
And I've heard that. I mean, I had Mauricio and like Jason Andrew Douglas and those guys like went and got some stuff for me. Actually,
oh, that's cool.
And we're successful in getting it. Everything I went to M Theory to find, nothing.
Nothing.
And I waited outside for 2 hours before.
I'm sure like Amoeba in LA probably gets a good stock and stuff like that. Like they're pretty large. But anyway.
Yeah.
So I just want to say thank you again. I would have never been able to check
that
out.
That's cool. I'm glad you checked it out. Yeah.
That was really cool. And that Jack White album. Not only I really just like the album in general. Mm-hmm. I think the music is great, but that I really got to hand it to them. That got me into. I have all these collector's items records, but I never cared to play them, and that got me into like, okay, I'm actually going to check this out and like mess with it. And stuff.
You know, what freaked me out was I remembered all the features that this record had, except for the one of the main ones that on side A you played the record inside out.
Yeah. You drop it in the middle.
So I dropped the needle and then waited, and it was just the same.
Yeah, there's a locked groove at the end.
I was like, what the fuck fuck is happening? So finally, I realized what was going on. But it took me like 2 minutes to figure out what the hell is happening.
Yeah, I left. There's a locked groove on side B too, and it's just climb. It's crows.
Yeah,
and I left that on. I went to go run errands, and I left that on just to piss off Dominic. It was funny. But anyway.
Does Dominic have any records? I know he's into a lot of music, but the stuff he's into doesn't really... Well, maybe some...
No, he's downloading Dat Piff mixtapes and
stuff. Oh, I got... Not, I,
and burning them to vinyl.
On one of...
He has a vinyl cutter.
A vinyl cutter.
No, what?
On one of Jake, our friend Jake's recommendations, I got some footwork on
records
on vinyl.
Really? I didn't even know they did that.
I wonder... I should play some of that for Dominic. Some of that stuff comes out.
Yeah. Dominic has not been... I haven't heard him play any music, but he has been watching a lot of... there's an event that goes on every year called Summer Games Done Quickly, I think is what it's called.
It's a speedrun.
All the video game speedruns, yeah. And Dominic has been glued to that.
I've seen his tweets.
Yeah.
And I saw a great video highlight that you showed
yeah,
me.
And I was going to say, do we still have YouTube Clip of the Week?
No.
Oh, that's not there?
Sorry.
Shit.
We had to make room for the eight things that I had to show last week. I'm sorry.
Well, it's okay, Eric.
Sean, when you see this, edit in YouTube Clip of the Week.
Okay.
There you go. Eric, in the meantime, just improvise something.
Okay.
Do luck.
All right, is this racist?
It was
I'm just going to have it say YouTube Clip of the Week over that.
The game speed runs were not racist. Let's get that clear. But we saw a video that was, there was a clip, there's a guy doing a speed run in this event of Toomba on PlayStation, which, first of all, who devotes their, like, time to, I just want to have the shortest possible speed run of Toomba?
Well, if you're really good at Toomba,
what's Toomba? I guess.
Toomba was a caveman with pink hair on PlayStation.
I don't remember that.
But anyway... So he plays through that. Anyway, whatever. Dude's committed to it, and he's playing. And I don't know what else to say other than the kid sitting next to him. The guy sitting next to him is that guy.
Oh, no.
Is that? I mean, how else would you describe it?
I would describe it. Because when Rocco described the video to me and kept saying he's that guy, it's like there are so many different kinds of that guys at the convention. What does that mean? This is a person with no friends who sat down uninvited.
And they didn't know him.
They didn't know him, I think. I'm pretty sure it just seems like he sat down uninvited with people who did not want to talk to him and proceeded to try to hold a conversation with them for hours on end.
But it was all jokes.
They're trying to play a video game, and everything he says is met with just, like, head shaking, and I think at one point people just tell him to stop talking.
This guy doesn't know how to read any social cues.
Exactly.
So we're not cyberbullying.
So everybody, if I was in this kid's situation, and I sat down with a bunch of strangers, I would try a couple, say a couple things, wasn't received very well, I'd get up and I'd go find something.
Well, you read but their disapproval.
Where I was more welcome to the party. But yeah, this kid just he, like, plants a flag, and it's like, no matter what anybody says to me, no matter how anybody treats me, I'm going to be friends with these people.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to be friends with you whether you like it or
not.
They
get me.
Yeah.
So he's playing the game. This guy's trying to get his speed run of Toomba done.
Yeah.
And the kid next to him is just going, isn't it funny how there's always pigs are always evil in games?
And then they ask for some... do you have an example?
Zelda.
I was going to say Zelda.
Diddy Kong Racing.
And then
at one point you help Santa in this Toomba game, and he goes, "Well, confirmed, Santa's little helper is a squirrel." And the guy playing the game just, I would really appreciate it if you stayed quiet.
Oh,
and it becomes like fuck. It's so awkward.
That's the fucking powerful.
This video is just all awkward moments.
And then the video cuts. People donate to charity during the stream. And they get donations, and there's this girl reading, like, okay, $35 from so-and-so with a message, mm-hmm. Anyway, they cut, and it's, okay, $50 from Anonymous. Thank you for the most awkward moment on any stream I've ever seen. Entertaining for, to be sure, whatever. Like, they got a ton of donations because of that moment. And they were like, glad you liked that. Anyway, I favorited it on the main Mega 64 YouTube account. So you can see it for yourself.
Check it out. Yeah. It's very uncomfortable.
But anyway, that's
still like light out.
What time is it?
Recording the podcast. I mean, we're in
summertime.
Yeah. I'm not used to this summertime. This is the Real 311 podcast after all.
It's like summertime sadness.
Still light. It's warm in here.
They did a speed run of the big news was they did a speed run of Final Fantasy VI. Mm-hmm. But it's like,
how do you speedrun that?
Exactly, and they said, "Well, no, we'll beat it. But in only 7 hours." And so it was like, yeah, okay, we'll do that overnight then. Okay, and so they did. I mean, it was like last night they had somebody playing through it, and they knew. This is what I just don't understand. Okay, like
you've played
an action game enough, you know all the moves, you know this, that, whatever. But a Final Fantasy game is a giant narrative thing. But like they knew if I don't cast this spell, it won't trigger this cutscene.
No shit.
Like how do you?
Oh wow,
that's a lot.
How do you map that shit?
A lot of time.
And they were gaming. And they were gaming like certain glitches too, to where like there's a point in the game where you're supposed to lose one of your strongest characters. Like he leaves and comes back way later. They knew ways to not trigger him to leave. So there's parts where they talk about him being gone and he's still in the party. Like they were gaming it that way. And I just don't. But how? I just don't understand.
Next level.
But anyway, but that was a popular and an unpopular speedrun because wow, they're trying it on that game, but it's 7 hours. So anyway,
if you got 7 hours, I bet it's real exciting. Maybe
I watched. Every piece of it. Every second.
Speaking of these old games, the games were picked out for the Screw Attack convention.
Yeah.
And second year in a row, I got fucked.
Oh no, they picked them?
Two times over.
What were the... Because I figured their fan base is going to overvote.
No, they put it in a hat, right?
Yeah, they put it in a... It's a just a hat.
Oh, I thought there was some type of comment.
No, they just draw it out of a hat on their podcast.
What were the games then?
So what got picked were... My choice was Parappa the Rapper. That's picked.
Okay.
Derek's choice was Doritos Crash Course on Xbox.
That's picked.
That was picked.
Okay.
Sean's pick, Flappy Bird, was not picked. It was one of Screw Attacks.
Yeah.
He got Kirby Superstar.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's some collusion there. I don't trust it.
My theory, and this is...
Sean dropped this theory on me.
Yeah.
And all I want to say is he might be off the deep end.
Super sleuth Sean here. Ooh. I did a random stream on, was it Monday or Tuesday? I just did a stream.
Super sleuth.
It's from Detective Week. Super last podcast.
It was on Monday.
He's still in super sleuth mode.
It was me packing up for these conventions, and then I was like, you know what? I'm going to practice Flappy Bird right now with an audience, because I'm a little nervous of doing it in front of people, so I'm going to do it so you all can watch. And I got to, like, 70 or something really high.
On the stream.
They saw that, and they're like, we can't have Flappy Bird on here. He's going to destroy us. And so I got to play some dumbass Kirby game.
Hey, Rocco.
What?
I agree with you. I think Sean's a little off the deep end.
Fucking opinion.
What did Rocco...
Do you think he's been on InfoWars a little
too long? Yeah, I think some InfoWars shit. Yeah, definitely.
Anyways.
He probably thinks Screw Attack like sets their watches 5 minutes fast so that the rest of the world isn't on Screw Attack time.
I don't have confirmation.
Crazy conspiracy, Sean.
You're probably right.
I think... were there chemtrails flying over Dallas too? Is that what you're going to say next? Yeah. Come on.
I just look into when I'm being fucked over, and it's all the time. You fuckers are always out to get me.
It's all the time.
All the time, you guys.
I like to look into when I'm being fucked over.
No joke.
Turns out it's all the time.
Yeah.
Hey.
So I don't have to pay attention.
Back to Positive Vibes 311 cast. I got the game. I have been playing that mini game. It's this timing. I got a shot. I have a shot at
You have this game?
I got it. But so I'm practicing the mini game. It's a ground punch thing. It's all timing. I'm going to do it.
Anyways.
Anyway.
since we're talking about video games, I actually played a new video game this week. I played two new video games, but I want to talk about one. Hit the video game theme song.
No, the other one.
The other one.
This is perfect.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, just change it.
Yeah, okay.
Rogue Legacy, a castle infiltration platformer that was available on Steam sale earlier this week. I had a chance to check out Rogue Legacy, and I've been talking to these guys about it all week. I think it's awesome. Let me give you a short synopsis of what Rogue Legacy is, for those of you who don't know.
It's kind of similar to Castlevania, where you have a big castle, like a Metroid-type map full of rooms, up, down, left, right, a platformer, and you're exploring the castle, you're finding, you know, like new weapons, new runes to attach to yourself, and there's bosses that you have to locate in the castle and kill them. But just like kind of like the story of the Castlevania series, where the Belmont clan is charged with being the family that has to take on Castlevania, in Rogue Legacy, you have an entire family that you use to defeat the monsters of this castle. So when your character dies, they are dead for good. And it's the next of kin that comes in and takes their place. So one character may be colorblind and everything is in black and white. And one character may be a dwarf. One character may be extra strong. You know, every once in a while you'll get a character who's called the One, and everything looks all like techno neo'd out.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And the castles are always different, so with every new character you go into a completely new castle. So there's a lot of like exploration and grinding, and you collect gold and you use that to level up your house, which makes your family stronger over time, so you can explore more of the castle that way.
Well, that's cool.
I've been playing a lot of
progressive. It's not starting over from scratch.
No, it's not starting over from scratch every time, because as you play, the castle gets easier. And even though the rooms are always different, it's like the main castle, and then there's a forest to the right, and then there's like an upper part of the castle, and then like a dungeon set below.
Yeah.
And so you kind of know the forest is the second area. So once you get really strong in the castle area, you think to yourself like, man, I could tear this castle up. I'm going to start exploring the forest. And then you'll go through that, and you kind of have to work your way through it. And every character has a different class. So some characters are paladins, some are barbarians, some are assassins. And you can unlock more classes as you go on. And different classes will be able to do certain rooms better than others. So there's a lot of like puzzle rooms where you can unlock stuff. And it's like one room will be like, go move through this room without taking any damage. And the assassins are really good at that because they can like hide themselves and move through the room, as opposed to a barbarian who's just like balls out, you know?
Okay.
Pretty cool game, Rogue Legacy. I got it for $3 on Steam sale. I think the regular price is about $7, so check it out.
That sounds really cool.
Yeah. I also had a chance to play another game a little bit called Awesome Knots. I'll talk more about that. I'll talk more about that later once I played a little more. That's another platformer. It was described to me as a Dota-type game. I never played Dota. But Sean dabbles in it. Maybe he can explain it more. But it's a platformer, and you basically have a character and a bunch of NPCs on your team, and you want to fight with your team towards the enemy's base, and you have to destroy their gun turrets and their like power cell towers. And they have a mob or a team that's trying to fight towards your base. So it's kind of like this tug of war, pushing back and forth platformer game. I'll talk more about it once I have.
And it's multiplayer?
I think it is. Okay. I think Awesome Knots is multiplayer. My big recommendation this week, though, is Rogue Legacy. Check it out.
Cool.
I haven't played a ton because we've been working on a couple different things and getting stuff ready for the conventions and doing some video stuff. But what I'm probably going to get before the night is over is everyone has recommended this game Shovel Knight to me.
That's on Steam sale a lot.
I believe it was kickstarted, I think. But it is a very retro, like NES game, basically. Dominic has been going ape over it. Like, he loves it. But, you know, it's one of those situations where it came out on Wii U, like, on a full console release.
Oh, that's
cool. It came out on Wii U and 3DS, and it's like, man, if you could just combine the purchase.
Yeah, so it's
you know, it's like when I get a game like that on Sony, yeah, I can play it on my Vita or my PS4 or 3.
Yeah, that's bitching.
And it's like Nintendo, it is a separate purchase, and I would love to be able when I'm home to play it on that. But anyway, I'm probably going to get it on 3DS so I can play it during the trips coming up and stuff like that.
Yeah, we got stuff.
Just downloaded I got the code when I bought Mario Kart for Wii Party U.
Oh yeah,
and I played that for the first time. Yeah. Like it's like Mario Party.
Yeah.
It's a ton of fun though. Like.
Cool.
And they give you options, like, from the start. Like, do you want to sit down and play this, like, with a group of people? Do you want to play just on the gamepad? Or do you want to do, like, a physical type, like, walking around type thing in a room? Yeah. So, like, you choose, and it's pretty fun. Haven't played that much of it, but it's just like Mario Party. It's great.
Some people in the chat are saying Awesome Knots is only multiplayer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But that's not true, because I played single player.
Maybe there was someone in the room you didn't know.
Yeah. It is a multiplayer game, but you can do single player battles to kind of learn how the game works.
Tutorial kind of. Is it a tutorial?
It's called practice mode, but you can still earn XP and level up your characters.
Oh, that's cool. I've been playing a few things lately, still just grinding through Bravely Default on my 3DS.
Yeah, I'm going to get back into that.
That game is so good, and still, like, I'm putting time into it, like, every day. But I played some Rock Band drums this weekend.
Oh, really?
Hadn't done that in years. And I used that big-ass kit that I have with all the multiple everything. Like, it was super fun. I played a little of that, and then today I played more Return to Castle Wolfenstein, or whatever that latest PS4 Wolfenstein was called. New Order.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite band. It was good. That game's, like, a really pretty shooter. And there's so much exploring and finding, like, secret corridors and stuff. Like, I haven't played a shooter like that in a long time, and it's fun.
I get bummed when I think about Rock Band. What happens to me, like, going back to when I was talking about music earlier, like, that Jack White album, something I still do is, like the title track comes on, Lazaretto. Lots of crazy guitar in. The song's all over the place.
Yeah.
And I still, in my head, think, oh, this is a good one for Rock Band. I hope it comes to it.
Yeah. But they don't make it.
It's like, shit. That happened to me when the new Queen's album came out.
What was the last DLC? Like, oh, that would have been good.
The last song was...
Was whatchamacallit? Bye Bye, Miss American Pie.
American Pie.
What is it called?
Fuck that song.
Chevy to the Levy.
I was looking through my catalog. When I was playing drums last night, I started kind of like scrolling through my catalog. I forgot how much fucking money I spent on that game.
Yeah.
I had so many fucking songs and full albums. And like, shit that I wasn't even into necessarily back then that I'm really into now. Like, I had just on a whim got like a bunch of, like I said, New Order songs, a bunch of Cure stuff. There was like a bunch of 80s stuff that I'm a lot more into in the last couple years than the 3-4 years ago when I bought those. That game is still like really well designed. It was the third one of the series. They had worked every kink, every bug out. You could do everything from the little start menu in a song or in a menu. It's just, that was like the height of the Rock Band. That's all you could take. There was nothing left to improve upon. It was just keep releasing more songs for that platform.
Do you think that eventually they'll make a new one? Like,
maybe just to get it on another console?
Yeah, well, now the next generation's out. Like, maybe just throw Rock
It's just funny. It's just to me, half of me says, no, that's too big of an investment to come back again.
More instruments. It had its chance. Buy all that shit again.
Yeah, it had its chance. But then, man, half of me, the other half of me, whenever I'm in any kind of group situation and that's there, everyone's all over it.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no market for that? I don't know. I don't know. It's hard to say.
Maybe
I think they'll bring it back, but it'll be a while.
It'll be a while.
I think so, too.
Be like another 5
But
years.
I'll be stoked.
Well, the thing is, Sean, I mean, we have all the equipment. Yeah. You have it all in your house.
Yeah, I know.
Still. So, I mean, you can set it up.
I know.
I have a feeling that there will be, like, an indie market for it. There will be some kind of indie developer, and they'll just start making this stuff, and, oh, just plug in your PS3 instruments into your computer and stuff like that. I have a feeling it's going to be that easy, but I think it's going to be, like,
I remember there was a point when it was just Guitar Hero was the only game in town, and people were making hacked Guitar Hero. Do you remember that?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And my favorite memory of that...
Those. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my favorite memory of that was Dominic figuring out how to burn them and going, oh, hell yeah! And he popped it in, and immediately started playing POD alive.
Yeah.
And I just walked by and Dominic's like, and then he played Go Go Power Rangers.
Me and my old roommate used to do, like, back in 2002, used to do that with DDR.
Really?
People would figure out on the internet how to put your own songs into, like, DDR third mix.
Yeah.
And we would play, do you remember the Chewbacca?
Rage Against the Machine, Take Back the Power.
No, it was, do you remember the Chewbacca song from Clerks?
Chewbacca!
We made a DDR album of, like, Deftones songs, that and Wesley Willis Fiasco, and then you would program in the steps in edit mode, and then you could play them on the PlayStation 2.
Sick. So you can make your own dances.
We were hackers. We were hardcore.
Dance hackers.
We were dance hackers.
You were hacking your feet, making them dance.
Lead-level console dance hacks.
I feel like pretty soon they're going to have the technology where you could put any song of yours onto Rock Band, and they would figure out the notes for you, and you that's the next one.
They have that technology, and it doesn't make them any money.
Well, wait, it does. Their new game, Record Run.
Yeah.
It does that.
But they had a game on the original, just iPod, too, if you remember.
Yeah, we know,
Kasson.
Yeah, Kasson made that.
That would make a music game, depending on the beats and stuff. But, Yeah, people were hoping. There was talk for a long time that would come to Rock Band.
No way.
Just put they make anything so much on a money by
selling
exactly.
the
exactly. That's yeah.
That's the moneymaker. Licensing.
Harmonix is making. It was Kickstarted. Whatever. They're making a new. They're making a sequel to Amplitude. Yeah, yeah, Amplitude. But I guess it's not going to have
called Amplitude. Because it should.
It
be.
Should. Or just Amplitude, but with a two.
With a two.
Or Amplituded, like.
Farted.
Like it already happened.
Sean.
But, no, not like farted.
It's a gross humor.
Ew.
I thought that's what you said.
Even, I know that.
Oh, at least you apologize.
Ew, gross.
This is like an adult thing. I know you spend all day with your
wash
kids.
That,
maybe they
wash that joke
mouse,
away with your black feet.
Sickening.
I'm so sorry.
Anyway,
I'm so sorry.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Well, don't take it there.
Sorry about our guest this
Pause
week, everybody.
You guys, you know what?
Hey, Pausey Bunch.
You guys, I probably won't make it back next week because of this. I'm sorry.
I wonder if there... Will there even be a podcast next week?
Absolutely not.
We'll
so... no, we're not going to be here.
I'll record one.
Okay, yeah, Rocco's going to record
Okay, we'll record a better one.
Okay. I'm going to do it, and,
ooh,
and you're going to see...
Off. A fight cast.
No, it's going to be... 12. It's going to be all about... It's going to be all about how Creatures for a While is the best single.
Okay. Remember you guys record your podcast, and we'll record our podcast, and we'll combine them, and then we'll have
we
people
used to
vote.
Do that.
We should do that.
Remember we did that in
yeah.
the park that
we
one
should
time?
Do that.
Remember,
yeah.
Sean?
Oh, ours is going to be the best podcast. You're fucked.
Well, I'm not with you this time.
Oh, fuck.
It's me and Rocco this
but
time.
I like being with you.
You guys should have plenty. You guys should have plenty of time leading up to RTX starting.
Yeah.
You guys should do a quick one.
Well, yeah,
and
we'll
do
it.
And
it's gonna
okay.
be we'll do one
better than yours.
Split Squad.
All right.
Split Mode Squad.
Split Mode Squad 2001.
Woo-woo!
Wave your hands and rep where you from.
Shit.
Santee, California.
That's a good
oh,
rap,
he already
dude.
Did it.
That's hard.
So we'll just splice that
nails.
Yeah.
This week on Mega64.com and our YouTube channel, I just wanted to say some of us weren't able to meet with us at VidCon. So I wanted to tell basically kind of what we chatted about there. And it's good news. This past week we did a different kind of thing. It was Batman Week. We showed... our original, the new Batman video that we did a while back finally got released onto YouTube. And then we showed kind of different looks at a few unseen segments
of the Bat
from that, expanded upon. And the great news is from VidCon is we're going to take it to, we're gonna just going to screw it, Bat Month.
Let's just bring it full circle.
Bat life.
30 days.
Yeah.
Whoa, 365 days.
Well,
Bat
my...
Life.
See,
well, a little bit longer.
Last year...
No, No, they gave me 12 months.
Oh, they gave me 12 months.
I didn't know how to bring
oh, wow.
it up.
Oh, you're announcing that now? They gave you 12 months.
The doctors... I'm getting a second opinion, but they did give me... They gave me another year.
But anyway, yeah. 30 days. No more videos except that. Well, it's just I had so much fun on my birthday last year, and then I kind of did a birthday week situation. Now I want birthday month.
Yeah, expand.
And the birthday, happy birthday to me! It's Bat Month, so we'll just keep doing that. So look forward to the next short.
Girls on Facebook, happy birthday month.
I wasn't going to say anything. Pausey vibes.
Oh, sorry.
I think birthday month has gone away. I haven't heard about that
in a while.
Check
really?
My feed, brother.
Well,
really?
There's a couple people I need to block.
You want to put
them
on blast?
Them? You want to out
put
them
on blast?
You want to put them on blast?
No, because they're friends.
Will someone hear it?
It's old acquaintances.
It's all your ex-girlfriends.
Sean, edit.
No, they're not. None of them are on my
feed. Yeah. Real Sean, edit a new like opening called Garrett on Blast.
Speaking of that, this is going to be a very trimmed down podcast.
Well, except this part.
Texas.
This part's going to be like After Effects, like stereoscopic shit. So anyway, that'll
why
be
is this
cool.
trimmed down? We don't leave for Texas until like Wednesday, man.
Yeah.
What? Like what? The podcast comes out Tuesday. Fucking figure that out.
Yeah, exactly.
What does
See?
That mean, Sean?
Thank God we have him running the
How's
schedule. So yeah, Garrett on Blast. Just kind of do like a stereoscopic.
Here,
like,
here,
avatar.
Sean, I'll help you.
Push it in.
So that, yeah, just, you can modify that. Do an After Effects trick.
Ah, you just popped like all those buttons right off.
I wanted to get back for the stinger. I wanted to change it up.
What a stinger.
That was a stinger.
Sorry I put you on blast, Kate.
You know what? I wasn't even trying to be insulting. You know why I said that just now?
I know it stings.
Something that I really enjoy, this is really out of left field. Couldn't be more out of left field.
Okay.
There's a new Planet of the Apes movie coming out.
Yes.
What is it? Dawn of the
Planet of the Apes.
Which, hey, the early reviews for it have been very good.
Well, that movie, the first one was great.
First one was actually a good time. And that's all I'm All I'm hoping this is.
Good time. Good. It looks cheesy, good time.
All the Apes movies are cheese. Yeah. So if it's that and it's fun, good to me. Anyway.
Not the fourth one.
Michael Giacchino's doing the music for this one.
Yeah, I saw that.
Wow. And that's so they cool. released, he's putting out a soundtrack. And something that Michael Giacchino did through all of Lost is the title of every one of his songs. I mean, his music is incredibly, like, emotional.
Sure.
You wouldn't know it from his track titles. They are all puns or bad jokes.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. Like, you know, the song that played when something bad happened to Shannon in the show was Shannanigans. And spoilers, if you haven't seen Lost the past 10 years.
Uh-oh.
When Boone dies, the track was called Boonerl. You know, stuff like that. Anyway, well, that didn't change at all for Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
They showed a track listing, and it is all, you know, monkey see, monkey don't, and, like, you know, just gags like that. And the last track was the one thing that wasn't a joke. The last track is called What a Stinger. And I feel like that was him going, okay, I don't have a fucking joke for the last scene.
What a stinger.
And put that there. And so that's why that popped into my head just
that's
now.
Funny.
I
follow Michael Giacchino on Instagram.
Yeah.
Which sounds lame, but actually he posted little videos of him conducting that movie.
It's really cool. Yeah.
It's fun. It's cool to check out. Like
social media, man.
Social.
Check it out.
Media. He put out a thing like, hey, If you're into Lost or the music of Lost, whatever, like, join this little mailing list. Just email me. He put up his email.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'll check this out. So I sent him an email, like, okay, add me to the list. And it was basically he emailed everybody out just saying, like, hey, I'm doing a lot of film scores. That was it. He just wanted to brag. But I'm doing a lot of film scores, but when I have downtime, I want to just, like, rent some place in L.A. and just play, like, Lost music, you know, if I can get people together to play or whatever. So basically, this mailing list, I'm just letting everybody know when I do that, and you can come check it out.
Oh, that's
it's like, okay,
cool.
Like, he's a really cool guy. I saw him at he was at Comic-Con, like, last year, just, like, hanging out, too. He wasn't, like, on panels.
Yeah.
But anyway, so anyway, that was it. It just reminded me that that's why I said, wow, what a stinger.
Wow, what a stinger.
Now you have the payoff. Anyway.
Stinger story.
We were talking about our own
video. Does Tommy know him? Do we have an in with Giacchino?
I think he might.
I don't know. Well, I think, yeah, I think
those,
he might.
Those orchestrate, what are they, composers?
Composers.
They follow the same circle.
The poster Tommy gave us that's in the other room is
signed by him.
That's right.
Because he used to do music for, I think, Medal of Honor.
Dude.
And some other games. He was a game composer first.
Mm. I feel like we need to do, like, a Giacchino collab. Like, he starts doing maybe for the rest of this month.
That month.
Yeah.
He should score it.
We could do a Danny Elfman reprisal from the first
We could game. Probably get that going. Email podcast at mega64.com. What do you want to see in Bat Month? Like, what kind of content are you hoping to get?
Yeah.
I want to say thank you. There are a lot of people who... I got, I think, more than maybe anything we've ever done, I got... paragraphs and, like, essays written to me about why they think we did Batman Week or what their theory was on the purpose of Batman Week. And I have to say, that is something I did not expect going into this...
theories, deep mysteries, huh?
Yeah. I did not expect that going into this week. And so a lot of people were, you know, saying, okay, well, here's my four-paragraph thing. I think it's a commentary on... YouTube's themed week.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a commentary on the superhero culture that doesn't know when to quit. I think it's a commentary on da 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 da. I got a lot of that stuff.
Wow.
So where did that come from?
This big fucking
whoa.
Where the fuck did that come from?
That open.
Hell yeah!
I mean, it's gotta be ant.
Let's eat it.
I bet that is filled with ants. There's so many ants around.
There
here.
Are. There are a lot.
But
of ants
no, there's
here.
None on that one.
No, that's just clean.
See if you got a golden ticket. Anyway, what I want to say is thank you for sending in your theories, and thank you.
And they were all right.
They were all
correct.
Correct.
Cause your vibes.
And I'll let the discussion continue. I'm not
going
to step in.
Get
the line.
Get that discussion
thank
going
you.
In the thread. Let's see.
I want some of that chocolate.
It's white chocolate too.
Oh,
that's looking good.
What you're going to get it all over
yeah,
yourself?
Yeah. You really didn't open that correctly.
What the? Why are there ants? I wonder.
No, it's like.
Why?
Why?
I don't know.
It's like lemon chocolate.
What?
Why are there ants?
Why are there ants?
No one told me.
Eric, why are there ants?
No one told me about
why are we let there be swamps?
Guys, I think so
it's
far,
like lemony.
This
is really
been,
good.
This is
weird.
Podcast.
Yeah.
I like it.
You don't?
I do.
I wish it had just been white chocolate, though.
No. What, you don't like that lemon?
This is like some of the most delicious stuff I've ever tasted in my life.
The lemon zest is pretty good.
The lemon.
Thank you, Bobo the Hippo.
It, to me, it's good, but it's like someone gave me a white chocolate bar, and while I was eating it, my mom was like cleaning the house and like accidentally sprayed it.
A little Pine Sol.
You know what I'm saying?
There's like little.
Are there Pop Rocks in this?
Yeah.
Hey, my mouth.
What?
It has infused with bursting with popping candy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Points back up.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Points back up. Stocks are up.
Well, you heard it here first, folks.
Come see us at these conventions we're doing.
Are up.
Yeah, we'll be. Yeah, now I'm like chewing. Yeah. Can we do a pause to chew?
I thought Batman Week, huge success.
Hell yeah.
I agree.
I got a lot of compliments that I make a good Batman.
You do.
Which is very flattering.
I think you got Ben Affleck shaking in his bat.
Yeah,
boots,
Ben man. Affleck.
Watch
your fucking ass, boy.
Yeah. Hey,
your job is on the line now. You got competition.
Someone,
bitch, Jesse Pinkman. I could be a good shot, at Jesse Pinkman too.
Yep.
If I wanted to, bitch.
If they reboot it,
yeah. Imagine if I was Bat Pinkman.
That's really good.
Check this out. Ready? This is like my mask.
Someone should make a crossover shirt of Bat Pinkman.
Me and Mr. White are gonna clean up the scum of this town, bitch.
Someone put that on a shirt right now.
Just a little. See, I'm an actor. I'll do a performance impromptu. That's the kind of performer I am.
Podcast question or
Breaking Bat. Thank you, Spunk Burrito.
Breaking Bat.
The man named Spunk Burrito came up with the name Breaking Bat. Great names all around.
Yeah. Hey, let's have that be.
What he does.
Yeah.
Let's have that be the thing of the week. We're just doing thing of the week now. Email podcast at mega64.com with your best shirt design featuring what he just said. Mm-hmm. You know, Batman. What was it?
Breaking Bat.
Send your best Breaking Bat design.
Brandman in the chat says Threadless. Get on it. Like we should do a deal with Threadless.
Okay. Threadless has like birthday cards now. Have
yeah,
you seen that?
Yeah. That's Target.
No, expanding the business model.
I knew it was a dream because I kept calling myself Bruce, but in my mind, I don't call myself Bruce. Bitch.
Bravo.
Breaking Bat.
That's good.
I like that.
That was one of the best episodes, by the way, of Batman the Animated Series. Is one is when Bruce Wayne wakes up and there's another Batman.
He's not Batman,
and he's not. He's just regular Bruce Wayne. He doesn't know what the fuck is going on.
Is that Soul of Silicon?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
And then
I know what you're talking about.
By the end of it, he figures it out. I am in. Spoiler alert! If you haven't seen this 20-year-old cartoon. I am in a Mad Hatter fucking scheme.
Yeah. Oh, Hatter scheme.
Kevin raised his hand during that, like, well,
oh,
fuck.
Yes.
Kevin, we gave you 2 days.
Kevin, you should have taken care of this when you were 8 years old. Sorry.
There are 100 episodes. This is one. Don't worry about it. You're in for great stuff. Anyway.
I just always remembered every Batman the Animated Series always had like one thing you could take away that would kind of reveal the grander character of Batman. Yeah. And in that episode, and it might be the only one in the animated series, but he specifically says, in my mind, I kept calling myself Bruce, but in real life, that's not what I think of myself in my head. That's not my name.
He thinks of himself as Batman.
And hey, what good writing for a fucking kid's cartoon.
That was, I believe that episode, a lot of those episodes were written by Paul Dini, who went on to be a major writer on Lost, which was a big reason I liked Lost so much when I first started.
Big reason I like Paul Dini is his last name.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Okay.
But yeah, that I don't remember the name of that episode, but wasn't that the same one where another thing that tipped him off was that books didn't look right?
Yeah, he kept trying to read stuff and it wasn't like coming across.
And he realized like you don't dream with that side of your brain.
Oh,
something like that. Yeah. That was like part of the
heard that. That's smart. That Hatter, man.
There you go.
But yeah, that was all a good episode. I want to like restart that show now.
I've just been watching that recently with the kids, and it is better than I remember.
Do they get scared ever from Killer Croc?
No, they're very brave.
What about Clayface?
Nope.
Well, shit, you got some tough kids, Sean.
Tough ass kids.
You're raising
Clayface was scary to me.
Not in my house.
You got a badass house of killers,
that's right?
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is Beckett gonna join the Marines? You think?
No. He's gonna.
What?
I don't know. I was gonna make some joke about him being like.
A model, a supermodel.
Wow,
he's going to take up the mantle of.
Hey, we're past time. I'm not that
male model.
That's what you're teaching Beckett.
Are we past time? What happened?
And
was that how this job works? Well, when does the hour start?
Oh! That's what? Atmosphere Funny 24/7.
It started at 7. I'm confused.
He takes
what he
no.
It started at
naps.
7. The podcast starts at 7.
Slam.
I don't take naps. That's my secret to being so funny. No naps.
No naps. He ain't sleeping.
The more tired I get, the weird. I told you I was going to get weird tonight.
Whoa.
That is the last thing a sausage ever sees.
Oh, really quick.
Why did that remind you of something?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. No, I'll tell you why.
What is that?
That's a Mystery Science Theater riff.
Yeah,
it is. It was me and Paco share a brain.
Yeah, it was to Joe Don Baker, whatever. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, real quick, I don't know if you heard about this. We'll wrap it up. I just want to say. That was, I think, Joel, right? A Joel episode?
I don't remember who makes that comment. Yeah.
Sure, but it was a Joel episode. So they did an event recently. Joel has been doing a lot more like cons and like appearances and talks and stuff lately. So he did some event recently. I don't know if any of you guys heard about this. So he did an event. He was speaking and then talking about how they worked on the show and things like that. And then all of a sudden, some dude, some like older
no
bold
way.
Dude,
no way,
walks in the room.
Joe Don Baker?
No, it wasn't.
Okay,
no.
Okay, okay.
No, they didn't recognize him. They didn't recognize who this was. But crazy looking dude in a black shirt, like cowboy looking shirt, comes in with a pie and just decks Joel with it right in the face. And Joel is just like standing there, and everyone's going, "Oh!" And this guy waits for the crowd to die down and goes, "Yeah, sorry about your face," and walks away. And it was like, what the fuck? What was that? And people in the crowd started to get it. Oh. In Ega, the main heartthrob guy, they make that joke every time it cuts to him. Hey! They go, sorry about my face.
I remember that!
It was
that guy?
Yeah, it was the heartthrob from that movie. It was him. He's old now, obviously.
Oh my God.
What's his name?
He had like plastic surgery. Stuff, right?
I don't know about that, but
I don't remember his name, but I remember Ega.
Arch Hall Jr.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
He was the main guy in Ega,
and
he did that. Anyway, he came back in the room and then shook his hand or whatever, and there are pictures of Joel with this guy. They took photos. They had never met.
Wow.
And he got back. Yeah, he got back at him. He was like, I've been waiting for years.
Jesus
to do that.
Christ.
That's awesome.
So anyway, so all these people got their stuff signed by him, too.
Oh, that's
sorry about your face.
That's about an appropriate term for that.
Oh, man. Sorry about my face. With an eyebrow.
Anyway, thank you guys for watching this week. Again, just to recap, go to shop.mega64.com and get some merch to support the show. And get your tickets for Game Day's weekend, November 1st and 2nd.
Who doesn't like Disneyland?
The day one event with all of us, screening panel, whatever. Tickets are still on sale, but they're going, so get your tickets now. Also, thanks again, lootcrate.com. Go to lootcrate.com/mega64 to subscribe to them and get stuff every month. sumolounge.com. And just
make a charitable donation to your ass.
Yeah, donate. Try your own ass. Donate
your ass
to that.
Is making a wish.
Hashtag ass wishes.
And
fulfill it.
Come see us this week. We're very excited. Come see us this week at Anime Expo in Los Angeles, RTX in Austin, Texas.
Ooh.
And then the week after that, we'll be at SGC in Dallas, Texas.
Whoa.
So come on down. See us at any of these shows. All the exclusives, in case you didn't see it.
Oh, I'm showing them right now.
Look what's
screen.
Behind me. Bam.
Dude,
the Anime Expo exclusive poster. Yeah, people are going nuts over that. And RTX exclusive poster is going to be available. And the con exclusive Blu-ray. And all kinds of shit. We got so many exclusives. They're coming out of our heads. We're going to have to donate our own ass. Try it out.
Lastly, everyone tweet to Paul McCartney
to
play temporary secretary at Dodger Stadium.
He's feeling better, and we sure hope that he stays that way.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So he'll play Dodger Stadium. And
temporary secretary.
Yeah. And I want to say thanks again to 311 for just being who you are and being
sponsoring
the best music.
This podcast, yeah.
Play a second of that music. And then I want to say I just got tickets to Perfume this fall. So, Sean, take us out on a Perfume song.
Okay.
Hey, Sean, don't do that.
I don't know what that
no,
means.
Do it.
Okay, here, I got you, Sean.
Oh, come on. It's a one-off.
I know a Perfume song.
It's a one-off.
It's called Creatures Down Here.
Fuck you.